Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome into Scout's Eye on College Football. It is Chris Landry. It is Thanksgiving Eve, and we're getting ready for a big weekend of college football and the NFL. Want to hop on with an update on coaching searches that are taking place and what's the latest going on. We're certainly entering that final stages, and with the last week for most of these teams being this week, with conference championships next week, you're going to see a lot of movement at the end of this week, and some decisions may be announced as soon as that. Want to go into in no particular order, but Arizona State is in negotiations to get a deal done with Kenny Dillingham, the offensive coordinator at Oregon. You get the details on that over at LandryFootball.com. Why? And what the fit is, former, he's got a lot of ties to the Arizona area. They have tried to sell that job to some standing head coaches, guys with some really high level of experience. But the situation with the conference instability with the Pac-12 and staring down the gun barrel of NCAA violations and what the restrictions possibly could be there has made that a little bit tough. I do think if for some reason that the deal falls apart with Kenny Dillingham, which it looks like it's progressing, that they will get a deal done. You know, Brent Brennan of San Jose State is somebody they might be able to convince to come over. He's making $1 million a year. I think he's on the fast track, but I think he would consider this. We'll see going forward. Georgia Tech, I do believe that Brent Key has a great chance to get this job. This is one of the cases where the interim role makes sense. He is a Georgia Tech guy, which is not the only reason, but he's done a good job. They're 4-3. They're playing hard. They're playing well. I think he's got a really good chance to get this job. Don't expect them, of course, to beat Georgia, but I think the chances are really good. Look at it doesn't look like Jamie Chadwell is interested in the job or Bill O'Brien. I don't know that they're inclined to go with Sean Clark or Charles Huff or Sean Lewis at this stage over Brent Key. I think Tyson Helton and Mike Houston, head coach at East Carolina, and of course Tyson at Western Kentucky are real interesting possibilities, but again, I don't know that that's a real positive, at least that's how I phrased it, over what they have in Brent Key. I think Tulane's Willie Fritz is someone that they would definitely be interested. Remember, he's got the ties into the state. Dale McGee, Georgia's running back coach. But I think Jay Batt, the former Alabama, comes from Alabama assistant AD, and obviously the, you know, making this decision. I do think that we need to watch out for Brent Key in this one. Colorado, they're having a lot of problems. There's a lot, they're maybe as worse talent-wise as anybody in college football. Rick George, the athletic director, has been looking to leave for a couple of years. the instability there, the conference instability, again, much like with Arizona State, but this is much worse. The program lacks a lot of direction at this point, so it's a major overall. They also have had problems with getting guys into transfers. They're academically are not doing a really good job of.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Making it easy for guys to transfer credits. So getting transfer portal guys, which are essential for the new head coach, is going to be quite the hurdle that they have. There's no recruiting base there. They lost that really ever since they left the Big 12. Look, they've had only one good year in the last 20 over there. When USC was good, you know, back what wasn't good back in the day, Colorado had some success in that one good year. But Colorado's program right now is the worst in the Pac-12. They have they had a recruiting footprint in Texas. They don't have that anymore. They are not making any progress in California recruiting. Where I think they may end up going is Ryan Walters, the defensive coordinator at Illinois. He is a Colorado grad. I think he would be interested. I think he would take it. I don't know that Bronco Mendenhall, who's been mentioned, and certainly is someone that has run good programs and develops well. I think this is a huge undertaking, and I don't think he would take this. But I think Ryan Walters of Illinois, I think that the USC secondary coach Dante Williams with his LA recruiting ties would make some sense, but I don't know that he would take that. It's a very difficult situation that they've got going there. Wisconsin is going to name Jim Leonard. People have said, why haven't they done it yet if they were going to do it? Wisconsin's not the only state that has this, but you've got to, in a public university, in many cases, you've got to put an ad out publicly for any open positions on campus. And for some, it is 7 days, 10 days. In the case of Wisconsin, it's 14 days. They put that ad out not long ago. So they legally, right now, can't name anyone to that position until they have that certain time frame pass. I think that they wanted to put it out there early enough so they can make this move. You know, I think that all signs are pointing to Jim getting the job, but that is the reason why they haven't done it to this point, because it would make sense if they had maybe put the ad in sooner, that they would announce it now before the final game. I think they'll announce it before the bowl game, and I think that's where they're going. A couple of other news to mention is that Lance Leipold has re-upped an extension at Kansas. Folks, it doesn't mean that he is incapable of leaving, but the timing of it suggests that, A, he's basically been told that he's not going to be a candidate at Wisconsin, or he wasn't interested in it. And I think that Jim is going to get the job. So I don't think that was a possibility there. Lance's name has been linked into the Nebraska job as well. What this normally means is when you have somebody that re-ups, Kalen DeBoer at Washington yesterday, Lance Leipold at Kansas, two examples. They were both mentioned and on the list at Nebraska. That means probably, and I would say this with a great deal of certainty, that A, they decided to not pursue it any further, the job at Nebraska, or they have been given an indication by their agent that they're not the guy for that job, meaning that Nebraska is going in a different direction. So you re-up where you are before your name gets, they go with someone else. It's one of the two. Okay. There is a possibility that they just haven't gotten far enough and then they could flip their mind. I've seen that happen, but that's usually not the norm.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The way this is done now through administrators and agents is that the candidate knows whether they're going to get the job or not. And they're allowed to basically take their name out so as to, or, you know, the agent will tell them, look, it's going to go to someone else. So let's get you re-upped with where you are. So I don't think that is going to be the case at Nebraska. Matt Rhule, my indications in discussion with Matt is Matt's not interested in Nebraska or Auburn or even making a move. Now, the fact that he's talked to folks, I think is an indication that he has some interest in coaching. The timing's going to be the issue in the right spot. I don't think he sees either one of those as the good spot for him. And I can't really speak to the timing. I don't think that has gone as far as people think at Nebraska. I don't think it's ever gotten, you know, when you say not interested in telling them no, what really happens is it's never progressed to the point where they've gotten close is what I understand. Now, could it flip around and maybe change? Anything's possible, but it's highly, highly unlikely. Dave Aranda's not interested. Doesn't appear Dave Doran, there's not a fit there. I do know that Trev Alberts is like Jeff Monken, obviously of Army and Bill O'Brien, but it doesn't seem like there's any legs there. There's a lot of discussion at Nebraska about Luke Fickell. I don't think Luke Fickell is going to leave Cincinnati for Nebraska. That's my feeling. They like Trev Alberts, likes Chris Klieman a lot. Would Chris leave Kansas State? The fact that Leipold appears going to stay at Kansas, the fact that Kalen DeBoer is not going to leave Washington at this time would lead me to believe a couple of things. Is Nebraska, do they have somebody else in mind, like a Bronco Mendenhall, like a Chris Klieman? Do they have a strong feel for it? Now, listen, let's keep this in mind. If, you know, Chris Klieman is likely going to be coaching next week in the conference championship game, as Kansas State's got Kansas this week, they will be playing in the Big 12 championship game. It does appear, likely. And so that means if there is no announcement from Nebraska this next week, it's a strong indicator that they're making a run at someone that's still coaching, and it's likely Klieman. And, you know, one of the things that people say, well, you can agree to a deal and do a deal with your agent. You can. But I can tell you that there's a certain comfort level by both the school and the candidate to at least talk, even if it's not face-to-face, but on a Skype or something like that, before you finalize the deal. Like, all the deal and the contractual stuff is pre-done, and that work's preliminary done, and you know what it is, and it's just a matter of, you know, putting it in a contract. You don't have to have the contract signed. You need to have it all in agreement, what we call a memorandum of understanding.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But there's usually, we want to have a face-to-face and have a comfort level initially. It usually is not a deal-breaker in any way, but you want to have that done before you agree to it. I think that, you know, any deal like that is going to require that. I don't think Chris or most folks are not going to want to have that kind of a meeting while they're still coaching their team. So I think, look, if it's definitely, well, they're going to keep Mickey Joseph or Bronco Mendenhall, or, well, they're going to get that deal done this weekend, you know, after this weekend's games, and it'll be announced really quickly. If it's not announced, it should tell you that they are still trying to strike a deal with someone and finalize a deal with someone that's still coaching. So to keep in mind, along with that, what is going on at Auburn? What to make of, and this is a read the tea leaves and understand how things happen type of conversation again. So the fact that Lane Kiffin has not denied an interest in Auburn, and he has talked to his players about, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm focusing on Mississippi State, which they play Thanksgiving night. I haven't accepted a deal or anything like that. He certainly hasn't gotten an indication strongly that he is coming back. So what this typically means is, A, we know that there has been reports that he will step down on Friday. And I think the timing, whether it's Friday or the weekend or Monday, is immaterial. But I think, and I'll get to that in a second, I think that appears to be the case, with the only possibility of he is going to probably, I think, meet face-to-face or through some sort of a meeting with the president and the athletic director, John Cohen. And it's probably going to be a comfort level. Now, has all the details been ironed out with how the contract's going to be structured? That should be done. With the Auburn situation, it's a little bit more complex, meaning an assistant, certainly Lane Kiffin, very familiar with the circumstance, and any coach that has been around and has got a really good agent is going to really want to require that he gets a chance to talk to the people and understand the role of the booster involvement, which is a real issue at Auburn. I don't know that Lane has had a total comfort level to this point. You know, Jimmy Sexton has gone through this, okay? He's gone through this with Gus Malzahn. He knows the circumstance, but Lane has to have a comfort level. And that may come to a face-to-face meeting or a face-to-Skype meeting type deal. So I don't know that I'm comfortable saying that that's done, because I think that hurdle needs to be overcome. I do think it would be in bad taste, and I don't think Auburn would look good at all if there was, you know, an announcement by Lane that he's stepping down on Friday. In advance of the Iron Bowl would not be a good look. I believe that if the deal is done, I would be very surprised. And I think it would be in bad taste if anything came out on Friday, because I think they owe it to this team and to Cadillac Williams to have this moment in the Iron Bowl without the distraction of, well, the new coach is going to be there. I just don't think that's a good look. I think that comes Sunday, perhaps earliest, if Lane is comfortable and he decides to sign off on the deal. I do think that the timing and why Auburn hasn't announced anything yet, well, I think it's pretty clear. They want to get through the Iron Bowl. They want to give Cadillac the show to go ahead and do it in the Iron Bowl. Not that it's going to change their mind, but I think it would kind of sabotage that whole environment. And I think would really cause some strife inside the Auburn family. So I think the comments by Lane in his own way that he does it through Twitter and is to try to push back on the fact that this has been reported. Look, we've had one reporter in Mississippi report that it's done and it's over and he's going to step down on Friday and this and that. I think that there may be a lot of truth to that. I just don't think he likes the fact that it kind of sabotages his game with Mississippi State and Auburn and Cadillac Williams is with Alabama. These are touchy situations. I will say this, that it is pretty clear to me that Auburn is very intrigued by Lane Kiffin, that I believe they have an offer that has been submitted and has been discussed between agent and administrators. And we'll see if they can get to the finish line on that. I think they're ready to strike quickly, and I mean quickly, right after that. Remember, if, for example, that Hugh Freeze is their second choice, the same agent is representing Lane and Hugh. So this is a quick flip around and a quick turnaround. But I think you've got a situation with Auburn's trying to protect the Iron Bowl and Cadillac. And, you know, people on the outside may not care about that, but that's a big deal for Mississippi State and Ole Miss and Auburn and Alabama and any of these rivalry games. So I think that's what's going on there. I don't get a sense at all that there's a, you know, somebody out of the blue that comes out. I it's always possible. Again, Matt Rhule is not doesn't appear to be in that mix at all. So I think it is, when it's all said and done, likely going to be Lane Kiffin. But I have been involved in enough of these searches to where things just, you never know what happened. So we shall see. Look, we'll keep you up to date. Certainly follow us on Twitter at Landry Football. Certainly the best way is we will keep everybody up to date over at LandryFootball.com. All the latest information around the coaching searches. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and stay tuned for all the breakdowns and getting ready for the weekend of action on the field. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest on this side. Subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. Talk to you soon, everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.